Hello everyone, it is so wonderful to see you today. I'm your reading coach, Minhee Teacher. Today we are diving back into the beautiful and heart-stirring book, Wonder. We are looking at part 4, which is all about Jack's war. Let us pretend we are movie directors today. We are holding a movie camera looking through the lens. We are not just reading words on a page, we are watching a movie play out in our minds. Let us yell, action, and look at our first scene. In our first scene, the camera pans across a busy school hallway on Halloween. Everyone is wearing masks. Jack is hanging out with Julian and the other popular boys. Julian says something terrible about Augie's face. He says, if he looked like that, he would kill himself. Jack is wearing a mask so he feels invisible. He laughs along, but wait, let us pan the camera to the left. There is a boy in a bleeding scream costume standing nearby. That is Augie. He hears everything. In the next scene, the camera cuts to the classroom the next day. Augie stops talking to Jack. Jack is totally confused. Then the camera zooms in on Jack's face as he suddenly realizes what happened. He remembers his laugh on Halloween. He feels a cold, heavy rock drop in his stomach. He feels terrible. In our final scene, Julian calls Augie a freak again. Jack cannot take it anymore. He does not laugh this time. Instead, he stands up for his friend and punches Julian right in the face. Now the school is divided. It is a total war between the students. Let us think about why this happened. Why did Jack laugh in the first place? He did not hate Augie, he actually liked him, but he was scared. He wanted the popular kids to like him. This is called peer pressure. When we are scared of being left out, we sometimes do bad things. But Jack learns a big lesson. If you stay silent when someone is being bullied, or if you laugh along, you are helping the bully. You become part of the problem. But the beautiful thing about Jack is that he realizes his mistake. He decides that being a true friend is much more important than being popular. Real friendship means fixing your mistakes. Let us look at some key words our characters use in this movie so we can use them too. First is the word war. Usually, a war is a big fight between countries. But here, it is a school war where kids split into groups and stop talking to each other. Second, we have hitman. A hitman is a dangerous person paid to hurt someone. In our story, Julian makes up a silly rumor that Jack hired a hitman to get him. It is a dramatic school rumor. Third is ex-friend. The prefix ex means former or past. So an ex-friend is someone who used to be your friend but is not anymore. Jack became Augie's ex-friend for a little while because of his mistake. Fourth is the word punch. To punch means to hit someone hard with a closed fist. Jack punches Julian because Julian was being mean to Augie. And fifth is detention. This is a punishment where you have to stay after school in a quiet room. Jack gets detention for fighting Julian. Now let us practice speaking like our characters. I will say a sentence and I want you to repeat it right after me with real emotion. Imagine you are the character in the movie. Ready? Number 1, I heard what they said and I laughed. Number 2, I became his ex-friend for a while. Number 3, I punched Julian because he was being mean. Number 4, I chose the wrong side at first. Number 5, real friends say sorry and try again. You did an amazing job reading and speaking with me today. Before we turn off our movie camera, I want you to think about one final question. Is it harder to be kind when your other friends are watching? Think about it, and we will talk about it next time. This is Minhee Teacher, signing off. Keep reading, keep shining, and always choose kind. See you next time.